Blimey, sorry, Christmas Eve on a rooftop, saw a chimney, my whole brain just went, what the hell?
Have you ever noticed that everything seems wonderful at Christmas?
In all honesty, Spirit, no.
As we kick off the Hour of Cheer on the Evan Bray Show, and what we do on this hour of a Tuesday morning, invite you to share with us the story of your favorite charity. Maybe you work for a charity. Maybe you volunteer. Maybe you support a particular charity or charities. Now's the time to share that story with the Hour of Cheer at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Not only do you get to come on the radio and tell us about that charity, the great work it does in your community, but you might get some support from some of our listeners. They'll hear your story and say, gee, I wouldn't mind helping those people out. How can I donate? Love to hear from you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. And I see Bernadette patiently hanging on the line to tell us a very special story about the Humane Society. Good morning, Bernadette. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, Evan.
So, no, Evan's not here. This is little old Brent. You got his fill-in today.
Okay.
But I'm happy to share your message. So tell me about the charity challenge for the Humane Society.
Okay. This is the Betty White birthday challenge. Betty White passed away in 2001, and it's a movement to honor Betty White's memory for the care and passion she had for animals.
Yep.
And this is my fourth year of doing it. So the first year I did it, I wanted to collect 100 cans of cat food to honor her 100th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I put a post on Facebook, and in 3 days I had over 100 cans. And my total for the first year of cans for the Humane Society was 1,300. I did it again next year, and my total was 1,800 cans. And last year I had this past year I had 2,025 cans. So I'm just reaching out to people. If they want to help me with this Betty White challenge, just give me a shout. They can e-transfer me. I do the shopping, and I take it to the Humane Society. And they are very happy with all the cat food they get and toys and whatever else I buy.
And I suspect the lovely Betty White would be looking down on you and saying, thank you so much, and what a wonderful idea you've come up with there, Bernadette, supporting the Betty White Cat Food Challenge. And this is something, it's big all over North America, isn't it?
It is. It's worldwide.
And it's incredible that you have, on your own, collected over 4,000 cans of cat food then, and I'm hoping we're going to get an even better year. Now, you're saying people should just, what, call you and they'll tell you they want to make a donation? Do you have a Facebook page, anything like that?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page. They can email me at ripper6143@yahoo.com.
Ripper, they can go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
And they can text me at 306-533-0402, or just look for me on Facebook. It's under Bernadette Ripplinger, and my profile picture is of a cat.
Of course it is. And the email again, ripper6143@yahoo.com, or you can call or text Bernadette. And this is for Regina area is what we're looking at here, Bernadette?
Anywhere.
Excellent.
Yep, like, most people send me an e-transfer. I watch for sales. I go get the sales, and I am on my happy way shopping.
Good for you. That's lovely that you've taken this on, and there's a lot of happy cats, I'm guessing, that go through the Humane Society. They get a full belly thanks to your hard work and your generosity, Bernadette.
I also set a goal, and anything over my goal goes to the other little cat rescues, like Street Cats of Regina and Alley Cats and Regina Cats.
Good for you. They're lucky to have someone in the community like yourself supporting them. Bernadette talking about the Betty White Cat Food Challenge, raising cat food for the Humane Society in Regina. And again, if you'd like to send her a donation, you can call her, get more information at 306-533-0402. Thanks so much, Bernadette. Have a lovely Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Good to see. helping the Humane Society and other cat rescue organizations by making donations of cans of cat food. And again, she can just take an email, an e-transfer from you. She goes and does all the shopping and provides then those cans of cat food. But in the past, 3 years, she's raised over 4,000 cans of cat food. Her number again, 306-533-0402. You've got a charity that you're part of, maybe a charity that you just like to support through the course of the year. That's what we do on the Hour of Cheer. You can let me know your story by calling or texting. I'd certainly prefer to talk to you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Speaking of good cheer, though, here's something that'll put a smile on your face. For people in Saskatoon, you may recall the story about 2 weeks ago about the dog that was stuck on the ice floe on the river downtown Saskatoon. And people, of course, were watching, thinking, gee, how are we going to get that dog off there? So, of course, they called 911. Police and firefighters showed up. The river rescue crew from the Saskatoon Fire Department showed up, and they took an inflatable boat and tethered it and managed to get out into the middle of the river. There wasn't a lot of open water at that time, but the ice was moving, and there was this dog just standing there. People were calling the dog, trying to get him to come to shore. He wasn't going to budge. He was no fool. He's saying, I'm staying here. I'm not getting into that cold water. Anyway, Saskatoon firefighters were able to get to the dog and brought it back to shore. It's a 3-year-old pit bull boxer mixed breed. They took it to the fire hall. You might have seen pictures on social media where they warmed the dog up. They waited to see if someone was going to come forward to claim the dog. Nobody did. So it was taken to a local animal shelter. They put the dog up for adoption. Once the dog was up for adoption, Nathaniel Crone didn't hesitate. Nathaniel was one of the firefighters that rescued the dog. Isn't this a sweet story? I saw this on CTV's Supper News last night. So he decided he's going to adopt that dog. He said they had an instant bond, and he's calling the dog Striker, which happens to be the name of the rescue boat that was used to go out onto the icy river. They've been together about a week now, but Nathaniel Crone says his best friend is gaining confidence every day and has already made himself at home. Nice story and a happy ending on that particular doggy in the river story. And a job well done by firefighter Nathaniel Crone. On the phone line, 1-877-332-8255, we'll say good morning to Carol in Saskatoon. Hi, Carol. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Brent. How are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just calling to talk about the bus ministry that a bunch of us do from our church.
You know, I saw a story about that online just recently. That's so impressive. So for our listeners that aren't familiar with it, tell us more.
We go down to City Center Church every Monday and Saturday evenings, and we serve soup and sandwiches and hot chocolate and coffee to the homeless. In the winter, they get to come onto the bus to warm up, and we have blankets or jackets that have been donated that we can help out with people. And this past Saturday, we did a Christmas party and gave out about 150 Christmas bags.
Oh, man. The community is so lucky and so blessed to have people like yourself and those that are doing this. I saw a picture. Is that the big red school bus?
No, it's not a red one. It's just a school bus that says WOW Ministry on it.
Oh, that's lovely. So if people want to help out, what do they do, Carol?
They could donate to the warehouse, or they could drop off donations at the warehouse thrift store, which is located on Jasper Avenue.
Right. Do they have a website? Do you know, or a Facebook page?
Well, yeah, the website is probably on the warehouse page.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's just called The Warehouse in Saskatoon.
The Warehouse YXE.
YXE, Warehouse YXE. Well, we'll certainly check it out. But thank you for your wonderful community spirit and all the other people that are helping out, especially in this very cold weather that we're putting up with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, Carol. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. That's the number you can call or text as we do this each and every week with the Hour of Cheer, your opportunity to share a story about your favorite charity, one that you maybe work with yourself, you volunteer, or maybe it's a charity that you and your family or your coworkers like to support through the course of the year, or maybe just at this time of the year. Tell us your Hour of Cheer story at 1-877-332-8255. Good morning. Brent Laux with you, filling in for the Evan Bray Show. Evan under the weather these days. We thought he might be back today, but I think he's just going to stay at home and take it easy, get rested up, and get revved up for the new year and the 2026 version of the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Cancel the kitchen scraps for lepers and orphans. No more merciful beheadings. And call off Christmas.
Whether July or December, Christmas lives in our heart. But it's up at the North Pole, remember, where Christmas always starts.
Called the Hour of Cheer, your opportunity to cheer on your favorite charity. Maybe it's a charity you work with, you volunteer. Maybe it's just a charity that you like to support. You like the work they do in our community. We'd love to hear the story. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. I see Edna on the line in Saskatoon. Good morning, Edna.
Good morning.
Tell me about your charity.
Well, we started this charity 24 years ago. And we make clothing for needy children. We started in Saskatoon. Now we cover Saskatchewan.
You make the clothing?
Yes, we do.
Really?
Yes, we have a big group of volunteers. We meet once a week on Thursdays at a church in Sutherland. And everything is made. We donate it. We don't sell anything. The only thing we ask is that you provide fabric from the public, unused fabric. Mm-hmm. We don't take used clothing because we make everything from scratch.
Wow.
And we also make blankets. We give to different nonprofits and volunteer groups that work in Saskatoon.
Gosh, you know, I think of my late mother when I hear you say you make clothing from scratch, and I can remember her with her sewing machine and having the paper patterns laid out. And
you bet.
And so is that what we're doing with your group?
Yes, we do that every Thursday, and some ladies sew at home, and they bring whatever they make into us at the church, and we distribute it accordingly.
Sure. How do you decide where it goes? Because there's so much need in the community.
Oh, you have no idea how needy people are, especially the children. We've dealt with different social groups like social services, Comfy, EGADS, some of the schools. Those are the groups that we deal with.
And do they basically come to you?
Yes. They, like, say you are on assistance through social services.
Yeah.
The public doesn't come to pick up. It's the worker that works with the family that comes to pick up, because otherwise we'd have people in there
right.
all the time. And they know their clients, so... we find out what sizes they need and what they need, and we make it.
What a wonderful project. And then just that whole, you know, sense of community, you and your friends, your group all together there doing that. That must be a wonderful atmosphere for you.
Actually, it is. It's a real buzz on Thursdays because, you know, I'm not going to say women talk a lot, but we do talk a lot on Thursday. And we support each other. We have a real good support group there. If anybody's having any problems or, you know, illness or anything like that, we're all sisters there.
Oh, that's lovely. Edna, does your group have a name?
Yes, it's called Cloth for Kids. It's if you start with a C for K, like a C,
yep.
number four, a K, equals Cloth for Kids, Inc.
Oh, I see. Cloths for Kids. Okay.
Cloth for Kids, yeah.
Right.
We don't take in clothing. We make the clothes and give it out.
That's lovely. What a wonderful community project you've got underway there. If people want to find out more, if they want to help out, if they'd like to get involved with the group or drop off some fabric for you, have you got a number they can call or anything
like
that?
Yeah, they can call me at home, 306-384-0950.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can text me at 306-220-2831. And we also have a website they can check out.
Oh, gosh, great. What's the website?
It's C for K equals Cloth for Kids, Inc. They go on to the site there, and they'll find us there.
That's lovely. Thanks so much for sharing the story with us, Edna. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. The same to you.
Very good. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. I've got a couple of more callers on the line that I want to get to. It's just that we're getting around to the bottom. Oh, I think maybe I can squeeze one of them in here before the news. Ari, you're so patiently waiting on the line. What do you want to talk about on our charity show here today, the Hour of Cheer?
Hey, Brent, there's a great little charity, and I'm biased because we run it, called the Comedy Pit, which is actually a comedy show in Saskatoon.
Yep.
But all of the proceeds go back into local small grassroots charities. So the past 4 years, $15,000 has gone back in to little tiny charities.
That's nice.
The kind that don't have enough people to run a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Doing bake sales and anything like that. And we do it in a lot of different ways, right? We have a donation at the end of the season, but we have groups that have bought tickets and ask us to give them away. And so if there's small groups out there who want tickets, they just go onto our website, thecomedypit.ca, and we have blocks of tickets that they can use as volunteer thank yous. They can sell them and keep the money. Like, they're all free to those charities. And they take them and they walk away. They have a great night of fun and make some money.
That's nice. You know, Ari, I've known you for years, and I know you've been a listener of this radio station for years. I have to tell you, when I came in to take over for Evan, as he's sick here these days, I was scrolling through some texts, and I saw your name mentioned, and it was a listener. You must have called in at some point within the past couple of weeks on some issue. I don't know what it was, but this listener said, that Ari guy should run for city council next election. He's brilliant.
No, and just to be reassuring, again, no. But I mean, hey, with all due respect to everybody who does run, and thank them to do it. Thank those people for stepping up. It is a thankless job. It is a ton of work, and there's very little glory in it. And I think sometimes when people complain, they're complaining without facts. They're just emotionally reacting. We all need to be involved. We all need to thank them for what they do, but hold them to account for the decisions they make.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Ari, thank you so much. And again, if people want to find out more about getting some help, maybe through the charity fundraising that they do, thecomedypit.ca. Thanks, Ari.
Thanks, Brent.
Okay, you got a charity you want to tell us about, one that you're involved with, maybe you donate to, or like a few of our callers have already talked about, little kind of niche charities, things that you do with your friends, neighbors. Let us know, 1-877-332-8255. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, we're going to be checking in with an organization and what they do in the wintertime to help people. It's pretty cool. The Hour of Cheer. The Toasty Toes Sock Drive. We'll tell you about that as we head towards the next half hour of the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Attacked by Christmas toys? That's strange. That's the second toy complaint we've had. Yes, once again it was a white Christmas. Once again, the melodies of Yuletide hung sweet upon the winter's air.
Good morning, Brent Lux filling in today. Evan Bray Show, CKOM, 980 CJME. This is the Hour of Cheer, where we spread all that good cheer that is so important, especially this time of the year. So many charities out there doing great work in our communities, and some of them may need your help. help them out. Find out what you can about them. Lots of them have Facebook pages, have websites that you can get information from. And you can also, if you're involved with these any charities, you can call now and tell us your story. Give us your pitch at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Or maybe it's a charity that you just love to support. You like the work that they do in your community. Right now, we're joined by Dr. Andy Polovich with the Chiropractors Association of Saskatchewan. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Brett.
What is the charity? What is it you do with the Chiropractors Association?
Well, we just finished our ninth year of the Toasty Toes sock campaign, where we collect new sock donations and we distribute them, or at least the Salvation Army distributes them to those in need. And this year, we collected 18,777 pairs of socks and $801 in donations. And our goal was 10,000 pairs, so we almost doubled our goal.
And this is just the customers of chiropractors in Saskatchewan?
Yes, well, typically that's where we've started, and lots of patients have brought theirs in. And in our office, we have a lady named Leona, and she just automatically donates 100 pairs every year. But, you know, students at Colette Barnier School collected 4,000 pairs. Hockey teams like the Humboldt Broncos and Melford Mustangs collected socks at one of their games. Great Plains College Admin Program, they collected 1,500 pairs. So we're getting a lot of people, a lot of different groups on board with this campaign.
Well, it's very novel. You know, the annual Toasty Toes sock drive, over 18,000 pair. And man, they'll be put to good use when you say they're distributed to the Salvation Army. So they just go to one Salvation Army location or to the numerous offices?
There's in Saskatoon, it's the Salvation Army Crossroads Center. In Regina, the socks are donated directly to the Waterston Center. And then other locations like Prince Albert, Swift Current, Estevan, all corners of the province, the socks are donated directly to the Salvation Army, to which they distribute them to people in need.
Do you take them year-round or just a big push this time of the year?
Big push this time of year. So it usually starts in you know, late October, and we collect them till November 30th so that they can get distributed in time for Christmas.
Hey, totally unrelated to the charity, but I'm just wondering, as a chiropractor, this time of the year with icy, slippery conditions, maybe people lifting packages that they shouldn't be, or shoveling snow, do you tend to be a little busier in your practice this time of year? People come in and say, I got back problems.
Yes, absolutely. there's, you know, what the world or the weather throws at us, what Mother Nature throws at us is definitely relevant. So with the recent snow and apparently the incoming snow, we do see a uptick in patients with those issues, for sure.
Excellent. Well, good to know that you're there. And a job well done on the part of the Chiropractors Association. How many offices for chiropractors would be involved in this? Do you know off?
Well, at least 60% of our chiropractors participate in this.
Yeah.
And we have, I believe, 258 chiropractors practicing in 60 communities across the province.
Excellent.
So, we're gaining momentum every year. Next year will be our 10th campaign. So we really, I think we're going to up our goal for next year, because we keep exceeding our 10,000 pair goal every year.
Well, that's admirable. Sadly, the need is there. So good on all the chiropractors who are involved in this annual Toasty Toes sock drive for the Salvation Army. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
You bet. Merry Christmas as well, as we continue on till the top of the hour with the Hour of Cheer. Have you got a charity that you've been involved with? Maybe your business, an organization that you've helped out, or maybe you work for one. Love to hear your story. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. I kind of chuckled a little bit when I heard this story. I shouldn't be laughing about it because it's serious stuff. I'm talking about the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and this recall of Pillsbury brand pizza pops. And the reason I chuckled, it was more just a memory. You know, we have four children. They're not children anymore. But I had this memory of our kids when they were teenagers, especially. I think they lived on Pizza Pops. I remember we'd go grocery shopping to the wholesale club, and you could buy these things in cases. And I think I would put two cases of these Pizza Pops in our freezer, and by the end of the week, they were all gone. And I got to say, I think it's probably been 40 years since I've eaten a Pizza Pop. But when I saw this story, I thought, Pizza Pop. I could go for one of those. Zap it in the microwave, but maybe not so much now because of this national recall where there's some E. coli issues. There's been a number of infections, about 20 infections across the country, five of them here in Saskatchewan, and they say it's impacted a wide range of people. The oldest person to be impacted by this, 87 years of age, and the youngest, just a 1 year old. And they say people in Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, Ontario, New Brunswick, they say if you've got the Pizza Pops in your freezer, don't eat them. They may look fine. They may smell fine. Don't eat them. Either throw them out or take them back to the store where you bought them. 1043. More calls, more texts. That's what it's all about on The Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Don't worry, son. We'll give her a Christmas she'll never forget.
Yep, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fuzz, how could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Okay, let's get to the phones. We got a few of them lined up here. The Hour of Cheer. We're starting off with Terry in Saskatoon. Merry Christmas, Terry. What do you want to tell us about Optimist Hill?
Merry Christmas to you too, Brent. Yeah, we just want to put in a plug for our Optimist Hill at Diefenbaker Park in Saskatoon. It's a non-government funding of any sort hill that's run by the Optimist Club. And it's one of those things that our city needs an amenity like that. The city council had talked about Saskatoon being a winter city, and we've taken up the torch on that aspect of it. So it's a challenging park to run, and we just want people to know that there are options to support our park through donations. And if they would like a tax receipt for it, we are a designated municipal project through the city of Saskatoon, so we can issue tax receipts on that. So we look forward to everybody supporting the hill and continuing on that tremendous amenity for the Saskatoon area.
I love driving by it, especially at night when they got the lights all on and the snow machines are working and the grooming is going on. It's a popular spot, and certainly over the Christmas break, you're going to have a busy time. How do people get information, whether they want to buy passes or if they want to make a donation to the Optimist Hill?
We have the optimisthill.ca website, Brent, and that's where people can go to get in on everything. And you're right, it's an awesome site when you go along the freeway there. And it's great to see the snow guns going, but it's also costs a lot of money through city water systems. So thank goodness Mother Nature has given us some snow here to help fill out the park. And hopefully all things are going. We get a little bit warmer temperatures and people can come out and enjoy it during the Christmas holidays.
Absolutely. Terry, all the best. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Brent.
You bet. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. Kim, what am I seeing on the screen here? Wine and undies?
Hi, good morning. Merry Christmas to you. I want to give two of my dear friends, Leah and Christina, a shout out. They started this fundraiser 8 years ago out of an idea that came from women needing underwear, women and children who flee situations in our city in Regina. Underwear is the most under-donated item, and the gals decided what's $10 and a bottle of wine. So every year for a week, we gather and we donate, and this year we raised almost $17,000.
Oh, wow.
And that is divided between a couple of shelters here in Regina, and we buy underwear. And like I said, the idea came out of two women just wanting to give back to the community, and Leah and Christina have done that for the last 8 years, and it's something that I look forward to being a part of every year.
You know, I love hearing these stories. We had the lady and their group, the sewing group that make clothes for kids. We had the chiropractors that raise socks to give to the Salvation Army. And this idea of getting underwear for women and children, that's just beautiful. And it's just a niche that a lot of people maybe wouldn't normally think about. So good on your friends for coming up with this idea, Kim.
Yeah, it's been great. And you know, the thing of it is actually, and I didn't say, so what happens with the wine, in case anyone is wondering, is every person that donates the $10 on a bottle of wine, your name goes into a draw, and then we do approximately 80 draws. This year we had about 700 bottles of wine, so we were able to do, I think, 75 draws. And then we have some great partnerships with local businesses here in the city that donate, and we do prize add-ons. So it's just something for everybody, and yeah, it's a great, great organization. And like I said, it's only 1 week a year, but it's something that I look forward to.
Good for you. Thanks for sharing that story with us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
You bet. Kim and Regina talking about the ladies that came up with this idea of getting together and doing the fundraising as far as panties, underwear for women and girls. Nice idea. One more call here. I've got Kurt standing by on the line in Saskatoon. Hey, Kurt, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I wanted to tell everyone about 100 Men Who Give a Damn.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yes, it's a great group, obviously men, and we meet once a quarter, so four times a year, and we hear from other charities. So we technically aren't a charity, mm-hmm. but we collect funds on behalf of other charities.
The charities come to you and make a pitch? Is that how it works?
Yeah, sort of like an elevator pitch. Yeah. They get 5 minutes in front of the group. They make their pitch, they tell us about their group, what their organization does, and what specifically they might want to do with those funds. But we each bring $100, and when you multiply that by 100 men, that's a lot of money for a lot of these smaller charities.
You bet. So how many do you divvy it up to?
We give it to one of the three. So each meeting, three people or three charities make their pitch.
Gotcha.
The winner gets the money, but the second and third place also get a sizable prize that they can take to their group as well.
It's such a great grassroots way of supporting organizations and ones, like you say, smaller ones that maybe wouldn't even be on most people's radar. It's lovely that they're able to come to you and that you've got 100 men. I assume you have no trouble finding 100 guys who want to part with their money?
Well, we're always looking for more. We've taken a bit of a membership hit since COVID, of course, but we're building back and we're looking for more guys. And this is very attractive to a lot of guys because our attention spans aren't what some are. So we keep it simple. People can just show up to the meeting. Three pitches of 5 minutes. Oh, and also, Brent, there's beer. I don't know if I mentioned that part. But
that'll bring them in. That'll bring them in.
That should bring them in.
You bet. So if there's a man listening that would like to take part in this and a great way to have some brotherhood and some camaraderie, how do they find out more? How do they sign
up? Probably the easiest is our Facebook page under 100 Men Who Give a Damn.
100 Men Who Give a Damn. That's Kurt in Saskatoon. That's a great idea, Kurt. Thanks for sharing the story with us, and Merry Christmas.
And all the best to you.
Take care. Okay, we still got a couple of minutes if anyone would like to share a charity story. The Hour of Cheer here as we're headed towards the top of the hour. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we're going to be getting some last minute, I guess it would be last minute, we're 2 days away from Christmas, some gift ideas, techie gift ideas with Mark Saltzman. He's going to join us. And then I want to do some reminiscing. I love doing that. Just after 11:30, after we hear Mark Saltzman talking about the newest gift ideas when it comes to tech and toys and that sort of thing, we're going to do your favorite childhood memory about toys. You had a favorite toy. Maybe you've still got it. I know people that, you know, got a toy when they were 10 years old and it's still in their possession after all these years. So we want your toy memories. You got a great story from Christmas's past. Doesn't even have to be a Christmas toy, I guess. It could be any kind of a toy. Christmas toy memories coming up after 11:30. It's all part of the Evan Bray Show. And as you're out and about today, dealing with the cold, but also doing some last-minute shopping, don't forget to maybe pick up a Lotto Max ticket if you're so inclined. $80 million jackpot tonight and 43 single prizes in the Max Millions draw. I'd be happy with one of those. I don't need $80 million. I'll buy my ticket. But boy, you look at the, what is it, the Powerball down in the United States. it's like $1.6 billion. They haven't had a win for some time. They're just absolutely unreal. What do you do with that kind of money? That would just blow up your life in a big way, wouldn't it? Okay, yes, I'm here till 12:30. If you're just joining us, I'm not Evan Bray. Evan under the weather. He's got a bad bug, and I suspect he's going to be off for a while, but we wish Evan all the best getting through the Christmas break here, and he'll be back and fired up and ready to go in the new year. Other news that we were talking about this morning, we had the word yesterday of Barry Manilow saying, yes, I've got lung cancer, but I'm not done yet. At the age of 82, he'd been dealing with a bad, long, drawn-out case of bronchitis, and in that process, they found that he had a growth in his lung. They plan to remove it very soon. He says they caught it early, and he plans to be performing once again in February of 2026. All the Fanilows are going to be happy about hearing about Barry Manilow as he has a great attitude dealing with this this current health challenge. News on the way. The Evan Bray Show continues until 12:30 on CKOM and CJME.